the summer, you could sort of say would take care of itself if you worked hard enough at it. But then I started looking for shooters.
Right.
And I'd bring in shooters, so we'd have shooters from Denmark and places like that, Norway, coming in, and the bikers, as loads of bikers. We used to be the Motor Guzzi Club, the BMW Club, the Police Bikers Club used to come, and they used to all be in. I mean, I've had an old ladies' tea party and Hell's Angels.
Yeah.
They worked well. Honest to God, it worked fine.
Yeah, at the same time,
and the old ladies mixed in with them, you know. And we used to get, and where up at the top of Glen as well, at the Glen as well, was, you know, Phil Smith and Phil Smith's place. Well, that used to be Mar Fleming's Dalnoy tea rooms.
Okay.
Before my time, that the tea rooms closed down before then, but it was being hired by people from Consett in down in the Geordies.
Oh, right, yeah.
A Geordie. Oh, I don't really know what they were, but they came up and did it up. It was some kind of a charity, and it was old people they brought. Well, they were hilarious. There used to be about 30 of them. They used to bring about 36 of them, a bus, sometimes more, and they'd come in, and they'd all book up for a meal or, you know, book for something or just come for a night. And I had an old piano which didn't play all its notes. But they used to have this woman who was in the 90s called Josie. And she used to bang away on this piano and everybody used to sing. It was just amazing. And but they came, and every week during the summer they had a different group in. So every week we would have that group to give us, you know, a turn at money. It was crazy. And then Springfield's down in, it's not called Springfield's now. Well, it could be. The people, the handicapped people from Springlands, is it? Yeah, in Scone.
Yeah.
They used to bring their freedom coaches up, and they'd have two coaches full of handicapped people. Some of them could not even move. You know, they had the carers and everything, but they came for a meal and somebody played the piano for them and they had a ball.
I had
the most diverse lot of people coming in that pub. It was unbelievable.